The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the award-winning MG4, the no-compromise electric hatchback with a 450-kilometre range. Recharge your soul.
Trevor Hayden is with me. From Complete Pest Control, he's the managing director there. They have bed bugs in Paris. They've had them for quite a while. Bad news for those maybe travelling to the Olympics. Trevor, what are they and how bad is it if you find yourself sleeping with them?
Hey, good afternoon. How are you?
Good.
Bed bugs. So, yeah, look, I would rather deal with a rat in my house than a bed bug.
What?
Really. They are so hard, so difficult to get rid of. And I suppose it's the way in which they attack you. So it's when you're in bed. It's the one place within your home, you know, you're trying to sleep and relax and that's where they tend to be. Now, you can get them on the couch as well, but majority of the times it's in your bed, on the bed frame and on the bed mattress itself.
And how do they get there? They're just simply kind of picked up on fabric and transported there kind of inadvertently? Is that how they spread or how does it work?
Yeah, so you won't find bed bugs living outside in Ireland. So these guys are hitchhikers and they must be brought into your home. So whether that's you've been away and stayed somewhere that had bed bugs or you have somebody come and stay in your house and they bring them with them.
And how often do you find them in Ireland?
All the time. We get called every day.
Really? Because, It was a big thing kind of when they kind of became kind of ubiquitous in Paris. And it made me think, oh, they must not be that common here if it's kind of a news story that they're common in France. But they are. You find them here.
Yeah, they were commenting on France because of the volume. The fact that they were finding them on public transport over there as well. They were finding them on the trains and buses. We haven't had incidents of that over here, but certainly in homes, people's homes, when they've come back from Spain or wherever they've been on their holidays, that they can bring them back with them.
And how do you know if you've got them?
Oh, you'll know. What bed bugs feed on, they solely feed on fresh blood. So they don't so much bite as pierce you. They have like two straws and they inject you first with an anticoagulant and an anesthetic. So people say, oh, I can feel them biting. You can't feel them biting. And then they take that out and essentially they have a straw and they suck your blood and they fill themselves up. It's like filling a water balloon. So they'll get much, much bigger than they originally are.
And I mean, is it harmful in any way or should you just let them have a drink?
It's not harmful as in they don't transmit disease, but they do leave a nasty little bite. And what happens is you, of course, like a mosquito bite or something, you end up scratching it.
Yeah.
And you can make it worse by scratching away. And that's the real problem here. And they are. And everybody reacts different.
And do different people get bitten? I'm one of these people who can't go anywhere without getting kind of bites all over my arms and legs. And people I'm with wouldn't have gotten them. And you hear different theory. And I don't know, you're probably the expert, so you know. Some people say, oh no, they are getting bitten, they just don't react to it, or it's to do with blood type, and that's why they're attracted to you, or it's kind of sweat or something else.
Yeah, they don't discriminate. So they'll have a go at anybody. Okay. They're interested in a warm-blooded meal.
So it's just that some people react to them then differently,
yeah,
is that it?
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Exactly. So if you react, what way people react to a bed bug bite is similar to whatever way you react to a mosquito bite. So some people swell up, some people don't even know they've been bitten. So everybody reacts slightly differently.
All right, Trevor, I definitely do not want bed bugs biting me then. If my reaction to kind of midges or mosquitoes or anything to go by. So what's the advice then? Let me say, what's the advice here in Ireland if you've found bed bugs in the bed? What's the advice if you go on holidays and you find bed bugs?
Yeah, so if you find them while you're here, we have people ringing all the time for various different pest issues, and we give out advice all the time. Bed bugs is one of those ones where it's really difficult and you do need the help of an expert. So when we're doing a bed bug treatment, we're using an insecticide, but we're using superheated steam and we're using heat pods. So there's various tools we use to deal with them because they are so difficult. Like one bed bug in about a year can produce about 300 eggs. So it's very, very difficult to get hold and get a grasp of a problem, especially if it's been there a little while. While you're traveling, it's to be vigilant. So what you're looking for is, of course, bed bugs themselves. Now, when people talk to us about bed bugs, they're always confusing them with these bed mites, which every bed has. Your bed has, my bed has them, but they're microscopic little things. A bed bug looks like an apple pip, and they're that type of size and shape.
Oh, right.
So they're quite, you can actually see them, but most people check the mattresses. It's the bed frames, it's the headboards, it's things like this where you need to be checking. But it's quite common, and I don't think, like, Paris had a serious problem last year. I don't think they've fully gotten rid of the problem from last year, and it'd be interesting to see what happens now with the Olympics.
And if people are coming back from Paris or Spain or elsewhere abroad, I know people who go to New York talk about kind of bed bugs in some hotels there as well, having encountered them. How do you ensure you haven't brought them back?
Again, it's very difficult to ensure you don't bring them back, because if your suitcase is, you know, they'll get onto your clothes when you're away, they get onto your suitcase. I only had a woman on the phone to me there a couple of weeks ago, and she done textbook what you should do. So while she was away on holidays, she encountered bed bugs in a hotel. But when she came back, she emptied her suitcase in the back garden. She put all her clothes directly into the washing machine, took nothing into the house until it was inspected. So if you've been somewhere, you need to be very vigilant that you don't actually bring them back. You can try and search your clothing and stuff while you're away, but she washed the stuff, and it was textbooks, exactly what she should have done to ensure they don't get inside the house. It's a lot more difficult to treat a house for bed bugs than, say, a hotel room, because of all the personal belongings you have in your room.
Yeah. And do you ever advise people, Trevor, to just get rid of part of the bed? That it's just, they're so ingrained. You know what? Just chuck it out.
Sometimes, on a rare occasion. If the mattress, for example, we can visually inspect the mattress and we can use steam and the heat to treat it. But if the mattress is compromised anyway, if there's a tear, we can't guarantee what's inside of it. So yes, on occasion, stuff needs to go.
Yeah, listen to this text. I had them in my material headboard on my bed. They migrated to the bed. I was bitten all over my face. Oh, God. I threw everything out in a panic, and then I got the pest control in. Well, listen, if you're like that person and you think you have them, or you do have them, complete pest control, the managing director there is Trevor Hayden. Trevor, thanks a million for chatting to us. 087.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the award-winning MG4. The no-compromise electric hatchback with a 450-kilometre range. Recharge your soul.